Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day.
You know it. You know, you get that holiday off, although we worked on Monday, so but if you have that holiday, you had Monday off. Hump day kind of sneaks up on you. Like taps you on the back.
Surprise.
Right. Well,
it's Wednesday, and you're like, woohoo, already it's Wednesday.
See, I feel exactly opposite.
We're back.
I felt like today was Thursday, and I have my little, every day you take your pills, you have your little, pill box.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and it said Wednesday and I was like, I mean, I'm glad it's Wednesday because I got a lot of stuff to do, but I was like, it felt like Thursday for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That never crossed my mind.
No?
Nope.
All right.
But happy Wednesday, everybody. It's a, backed by popular demand, America's favorite game show. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I was ruined.
Haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, we haven't.
And I'm excited. You got to believe with all the additions to I Told You So Island, people are primed and ready to go. The rules of the game are simple. You come up with your hot take, your observation, your critique, your praise, and give it to us on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. It's got to be a hot take. It can't be obvious.
Yeah, it can't be some, hey, the Broncos have to not turn the ball over, or the Broncos have to create some turnovers so they can win. Tell me why I'm wrong. Like that.
Yeah. Right.
Paxton Lynch stunk. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh. Wait a minute, let me check. No, not quite, but close.
It was really close.
Very close to setting a record. Day number 2288.
Wow.
Boy,
that happened quickly.
It's kind of like when, like, a goal is scored in overtime of a playoff game, and it's like, that was the second fastest goal ever scored by the Avalanche in overtime, 5 seconds, you know? And you're like, wow, there was a goal that actually scored faster, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we actually have extended the smear campaign quicker than we even did this morning. Very good, very impressive. But
it does take the pressure off. It's like going out in the bottom of the first inning, and you know, and hanging a crooked number on the other team, right? Then you relax and you're just having fun, and it's great.
You mean like what good. The Giants did last
yeah,
night?
Yeah,
like
what the Giants do every time they play the Rockies. Kind of one of those things.
Right.
Yeah, you know, all of a sudden you got a five spot on there, and an inning and a third, and Gonzalez gets the hook.
Yeah, GG. So. Let me start. I'll start. Okay, I'll give you the first example. Mark, when you get bombarded with tweets from Giant fans calling you out, questioning your professionalism, questioning your objectivity, calling you names, you actually love it. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Michael, does that not fall in the category of obvious, Ben? I mean, I just hiked up Mount Pompous on I Told You So Island. Of course I love it. Come get a taste. Because most people on that platform, on social media that want to complain about things, like, you didn't give my team enough credit. You were 6-10. You guys stink. Yeah, but we won a game in Seattle, and so you should have praised us more. I'm one of their main guys, and this is where a lot of Giant fans were really mad at me. He got into my timeline, dude. I'm in a car service driving home. It's December in Denver, 11 o'clock at night. Giant fan is all pissy with me. And this guy named Art Stapleton, who is kind of like, I assume he's like the Mike Kliss of the Giants, right? Respected insider. And, you know, I made a big deal out of DK Metcalf just face planting James Bradbury. I mean, just stiff arm and face planting, just putting him into the turf. And so this guy named Art Stapleton, who I don't know from Adam, right? How am I going to know him? I don't know that he's, you know, some beat guy for the Giants who's really well respected. I don't know. He gets in my timeline and goes, well, you know, on that play where you're really praising DK Metcalf, James Bradbury almost created a turnover. And I said, oh, is that what happens when you're 6-10? You start counting almost turnovers? Get the hell out of here. Who are you? Is there a category for almost turnovers? I'm not a real stats guy. Let me know about it. Right? And then the whole Giant, then real Giant, like the hardcore Giant people got all their panties in a wad because they're like, you assaulted, attacked the great Art Stapleton. Listen, I'm sure Art Stapleton is a wonderful human being.
Maybe your pass will cross on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great. I don't care. And don't jump in my timeline then with something stupid.
Some of the comments directed at you. Mark Schlereth calling his own team. Let's see how more biased it can be than the game between the Giants and Seahawks last year.
Mm-hmm.
He just has this disdain for the Giant fans for whatever reason.
Because you guys are wimps, you sissies.
Probably because we came after him for being biased during the Seattle game, which happens. But instead of just owning it or even ignoring it, he goes after Giant fans. Then this one. Never forget, peeps, let's make this bleeper's life miserable on Sunday. Hashtag NYG, hashtag together blue.
Yeah. Yeah, what position does she play? You make my life miserable. You're not going to make, hey, man, I get to do what I've wanted to do my entire life. I get to live a childhood dream. Are you going to make my life miserable? Are you going to boo me?
Thank God.
You know what these people need to know? There is no virgin meat on my ass. It has all been chewed. The fact that you think I care about your opinion is what's actually hilarious.
Then this one. Last one. Thank God I'll be at the game. Listening to Mark Schlereth call a game is unbearable. I'd rather listen on mute.
Right. To which I said, listen on mute? Do you watch the TV? Do you watch the games with your eyes closed? Like, are you the dumbassery?
That's how you finish it. The dumbassery.
The dumbassery of that comment is beyond me. You should be ashamed. You should just quit Twitter because you're just that dumb.
All right. So we're.
Shame.
So we're off and rolling here. Tell me why I'm wrong. Unleash the hounds. The RamosLaw.com text line is open. 303-713-1043. Away we go. We'll get to it next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, tell me why I'm wrong. Let's jump into it.
Oh, look at you, like an eager beaver. You already got one. You think
I'm just going to read.
All right.
Order.
All right. By the way, I was out, you know, doing my landscaping, so picking up some sod yesterday.
Been doing landscaping. Wow, that's breaking news.
Well, you know what? It's part of the reason that the button is going to get saved.
Ooh, update coming at 7:45.
Yeah. So anyhow, High Plains Stone, I was checking out some pavers type of thing, and Joe comes running up to me. Joe works there. What a great kid. Young kid. Ambitious. Anyhow. He loves our show.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, I know you're a big landscape guy. I was just waiting for you to just walk in here someday. So there you go, Joe at High Plains Stone.
Great job. Now, I would have done it Irv Brown style and said, hey, Mike, let me mention a guy.
Hey, Mike, let me mention a guy. Joe. Joe, I know you're listening.
There you go.
Thank you for the help. Yes,
there
sir.
You go. Now, that's how Irv would do it.
Yeah.
The legend. All right, here we go.
Okay.
A gallon weighs a gallon, and Rodgers is next year's quarterback. You both are idiots. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, here's why you're wrong.
One out of the two.
Right. A gallon. Yeah, the gallon weighs a gallon thing, is, that was a little perplexing. Because Mike is a very intelligent guy, and that was just a that was just one of those.
Gonna need a mulligan on that one.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to forgive him for volume and weight and all those things. So anyhow, but the Rogers thing. Listen, you could be mad that it didn't happen. How many deals do you think are basically right up to the like the signing of the paper? Like, how many deals in the NFL do you think almost go down that actually don't happen because some snafu happens along the way?
I mean, yeah, in all sports, yeah. All together, sure.
I mean, I think you would be shocked. You know, 3 weeks ago, I got in a big argument with a couple of Bronco fans who said it was just COVID protocol. That's why the quarterbacks weren't allowed to play. It was just simply COVID protocol. And I was like, that's baloney. And, you know, just understand that I know more than you. I called that game. You know what? I was in the meeting room when the NFL called our broadcast crew. Like, I just understand that I know more than you, not because I'm smarter than you, not because it's just because I happen to be there. So there was something more that went down. And then yesterday, Sam Farmer, who is one of the great reporters and great sports writers in the country, reports some of the things that went down. He doesn't have the entirety of the story. I have more than that. But just understand, you know what? I was right. Again, henceforth, the reason I live on I Told You So Island. But it was because I already had the information. And you think, it was just standard COVID code. No, there was punishment involved in that. And you can line it up any way you want to line it up. But hey, listen, if you make a mistake in the NFL and you just own it and say, I screwed up, I throw myself on the mercy of you, Roger Goodell, you're going to get some mercy. If you screw up and then you deny it and then you tell them, hey, we need to move the game, and then you deny it again, and then they show you the video and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, we lied to you, you're going to get punished. That's the way it works. So, and the Rodgers thing, all you need to know about the Aaron Rodgers thing is the Broncos, as soon as we went to break and I said that, hey, this is as close to a done deal as it can get. It could fall through, but it's close, right? As soon as I got off the air, my phone rang. It was the Broncos, and they didn't say, hey, it's erroneous information. Hey, you know, your reporting is not right. Hey, blah, blah, blah. We haven't even talked to Ryan. Hey, they said, hey, who told you about this? Where did you get your information? I know you're talking to Aaron himself, right? You're friends with Aaron. And, I mean, they've called me a bunch when things aren't right. Hey, listen, that's not the whole story. Let me tell you what's going on. So I'm just telling you, you add up the tea leaves. So we're not as dumb as you think we are. I mean, we're not smart. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But we're not as dumb as we think you are, so you're wrong.
All right, here's another one. Mark, even though Bradley Chubb's legal issues are all pretty minor traffic items, this distraction is just further proof that the Broncos need to part ways with him ASAP. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, that's just dumb. That's just dumb. I guarantee you, if it wasn't for my wife, I'd be driving around with expired tags. I promise you that. I don't know how to do anything, Mike. I don't know how to deposit a check. I don't know. You know what I know how to do? Get on the radio and talk about football. Get on TV and talk about football and landscape. That's all I can do. Everything else I'm deficient at. God forbid my wife ever died. I would not know how to do anything. Nothing. So Bradley Chubb's driving around with expired tags. So big deal. Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Do you realize, and I wanted to bring this up on Fridays. Is it just me? Is it just me? Or is there just an absolute epidemic out there of people driving around with plates that aren't properly registered or are overdue? I have seen many plates that are months past overdue, and I'm just like, come on.
Right.
Pull these people over. you know, as somebody who actually follows the rules and pays all his registration fees on time, I'm kind of annoyed. And this is straight out truth. I'm kind of annoyed by how many expired plates I see out there.
Oh, yeah. They're all over
all over the place.
All over the place. So he gets a ticket for an expired plate, and then he doesn't show up to his court date. Well, let me just tell you how the life of, and this is just, it's a shame, and it's one of the reasons guys have a tough time transitioning into real life when they're done playing. Every day, somebody hands you a piece of paper, and it's got your schedule, where you're supposed to be at every time. Let me see. Wednesday at 6:23. Oh, I've got to report to the training room. Okay. Then at 7:20, I've got a special teams meeting. And then at, I mean, that's literally, and you got your whole week spelled out for you that way. And you do that, you play for, like I did for 12 years, and you have an itinerary, and then all of a sudden one day you wake up and you know what you don't have? An itinerary. Like, if Bradley Chubb's court date was on an itinerary, I guarantee you he'd have been there. He's like, that, what? He's like, September 6th, he's like, what? August 6th is already gone? Whoops. I mean, that, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal.
I thought this had reminded me of another Bronco that this happened to, and sure enough, I went back and looked it up. Von Miller, 2013, had the same thing, a failure to appear, minor traffic incidents. By the way, this is also when he was in the process of getting suspended four games for performance enhancers. And I don't recall Von Miller ever getting shipped out of town. In fact, Von Miller's beloved.
Right.
Von Miller got a standing ovation, got the loudest ovation of any player when he was introduced prior to their lone preseason game at home. So
we got a guy that says he wasn't arrested or whatever, or didn't lose his license for expired tags. He lost his license for 10 speeding tickets.
Okay. Still, I mean, as you say, failure to report, it's not the first time a Denver Bronco has failed to report for a court date and been arrested for it. I mean, look, if Bradley Chubb goes out and has 13 sacks this year, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You know what? Now, if Bradley Chubb goes out and has 13 sacks, they let him speed in your neighborhood.
Bradley Chubb gets hurt early. Bradley Chubb doesn't perform. You know, then it's all, well, this is proof of, look at what kind of person he is. He didn't appear in court. I mean, you know.
Then he gets pulled over for going 32 and a 26 or whatever.
26? Right. Is there a 26?
I don't think so. Morning Brew is coming your way. What do NFL executives have to say when it comes to who's going to win this year's major awards in the NFL? We'll tell you next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat like me, and you're going to crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
This is for what? Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Bradley Chubb was arrested yesterday for a failure to appear warrant stemming from traffic infractions. He was charged May 6th for misdemeanor driving under restraint, also for having his license plate expired for 60-plus days. There's also a past speeding ticket in there as well. He was released, paid everything, all the fines and everything. I do not expect him to have to serve any jail time. We've seen many athletes get dinged for this as well. I think this is, when it comes to the status and his ability to play and play well on Sunday and this season, this has, well, really nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. And here's the other thing. You want to talk about leadership? We always talk about leadership. If you're going to get arrested on Tuesday, your day off. I mean, that's leadership right there, Mike. That is just solid leadership. Like, hey, man, I might get arrested. I'm getting arrested on Tuesday.
You know what?
Right?
I'm sure Vic Fangio looked at it and said, hey, at least he's doing it today instead of, like, Thursday.
Can you imagine if he got arrested on Thursday and then you got to go through all the hoopla of that and you miss the big day of work and everything else? Nobody wants that. You're arrested on Tuesday. It's like, hey,
hey, I know the boys separated their tracers and were sitting together, but they were doing it on Tuesday, their day off. Right? Last year with the quarterback situation, do it on a Tuesday. It's all good. We move on. There's nothing to see here. Get off my lawn. It's easy. Come on.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I just think Teddy's obviously the quarterback of the team. He has good leadership qualities, got good people skills. I think guys kind of gravitate towards him, and I think that's reflective in him getting elected.
I love this. This is Let That Breathe. This is so good. This is...
It's Vic.
It, you know what? Of all our little theme musics, this one has grown on me more. Like, I still think Bednar with the Bond stuff is big.
Yeah.
But this one just fits.
More than Michael Malone?
Again. I love that one too, but it's just grown on me like a fungus. I mean, you put that music on, you can think about Vic. You instantly get a visual of Vic in a sweatshirt looking like a gym teacher. Right? He just looks like the gym teacher you grew up with.
Don't worry, Bud Black. We haven't forgotten about you either.
No.
Hello, darkness.
Yeah, that might be... We haven't talked about the Rockies a lot, but... Broncos, that might be the most apropos.
Broncos depth chart out for the start of the season. No real surprise. Bobby Massey won the right tackle position.
Okay.
Are they in good hands at right tackle? That has been a revolving door over the years.
How about new?
I think Bobby Massey can play if the game is called correctly. Now, if you're going to throw it 40 times a game, it's not going to work. I think Bobby Massey's struggles have to do more with the offense that he has been placed in and what they have asked him to do.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the bottom line to me as a coaching staff, it's not only your responsibility to attack somebody's weakness. I understand that. But... not at the expense of your own players. You have to mitigate your own issues. And I think that Bobby Massey has been placed on several teams in which he was exposed because he's got some, there's no question, we all have some weaknesses. It's hard. You throw it 40 times a game, whether it was in Chicago or what, if you do it here, yeah, he's going to break down.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Ribbon's going to air it out downfield. One-on-one coverage, and this one is caught. And backing into the end zone is Jerry Jeudy with his first touchdown catch in his rookie season.
Wow. So NFL executives, scouts, coaches around the league, a handful, were asked to weigh in on who they think will win the major awards this year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. MVP Josh Allen.
Okay.
The man who could have been a Bronco. As one texter said, don't see Josh Allen getting arrested. Listen, is that the one that got away? Sure. But never, ever, ever, ever forget that the overwhelming majority of you would have been ecstatic if the Broncos had drafted Josh Rosen instead of Bradley Chubb. Okay? Every once in a while, I need to come along and be... you know, Captain Reality and pour all the cold water on all the fantasies and all the hindsight is 2020 people out there and remind everybody this is the way it actually went down. People were clamoring for Sam Darnold. People were clamoring for Josh Rosen. They were not clamoring for Josh Allen. Now, that said, good for Josh Allen. He does look like the leading candidate, doesn't he?
I don't know. Is Mahomes playing this year?
Showtime! I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomenal.
I mean, listen, if you want me to pick between Mahomes and Allen, I'll take Mahomes 100 out of 100 times in that
contest. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be bad this year. They're going to win 13 games, and they're going to win the division. It'll be one of the top two seeds in the AFC, but...
I pointed this out yesterday. Only two times in the history of the NFL has a team that lost in the Super Bowl got back to the Super Bowl the next year and won. It's only happened twice.
Okay.
I think that was a real beatdown in that Super Bowl. I just think it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to come back and do it a third straight time, get back to the Super Bowl.
That's fine. You can think that. I mean, I think they've totally revamped their offensive line. I think, and I still think they just have weapons upon weapons. And Mahomes, like, if you're going to tell me I have to pick between Josh Allen and Mahomes, I'll take Mahomes every time. But that's me. You can take Allen if you want.
By the way,
D-Mac.
They voted the biggest breakout player of the year, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that bodes well for your steak dinner.
It does. That you'll probably get comped. By the way, one other story in the Morning Brew. Rockies lose again to the Giants.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk
to you. I flipped it on.
Can't wait for this to be over.
I flipped it on in the top of the second inning, and the next thing I know, Chi-Chi's getting pulled, and I'm like, oof, not a good start.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. We got a bunch of them lined up. Let's see if we can get Mark to admit those magical words. You're not wrong. That's whole milk. That's next. All right, tell me why I'm wrong, where you come up with a hot take, and see if Mark has no choice. He hates to do this. But to admit you're not wrong.
Very rarely does it happen, Mike.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
I like this text. Just very, very short, very simple. Hey, Mark, how's Aaron?
Aaron's good. Aaron's good. You'll get to see him. And eventually you get to see him up close and personal.
Yeah. And Mark.
I told you so.
Oh, that day. That day will be glorious. It'll be long and insufferable, but it will still be glorious.
I will be.
It's a day I'm ready for.
I will be.
A day I welcome. That's okay. Arizona from Cal. The Giants are a bad team in a bad division and will not be 500 this year. If the Broncos cannot beat the Giants, then the Broncos are a bad team as well and most likely will be sub 500. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
All right, so here's why you're wrong about that. Offensively, the Giants have issues like we've had issues. Issues with their offensive line. Issues with being able to stay healthy. They have got talent. They have got a wide receiving core that's exceptionally talented. They have got one of the most talented tight ends in the business, in Evan Engram. Now, he may be in the wrong place often, but he is one of the most talented players. If they can get him to understand where he needs to be, understand the complementary nature of football, and to be in the right place to open things up, like, he is a really good player, Mike. There's no question about that. So they have a ton of talent on the offensive side of the ball. Saquon Barkley, his rookie year, had over 2,000 yards total, 91 receptions, over 1,300 yards rushing. They have talent. And let me just tell you, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm just telling you, I'll give you four players, every level of their defense. I'll give you five players. Leonard Williams is an absolute man-child. He is a great player, and they move him all over. Now, is he Aaron Donald? No. But he is a guy that you have to find on every play. Lawrence, I think it's Dexter Lawrence, 97, is a game wrecker. He can wreck it from the inside. Blake Martinez is smart, efficient. He's a really good middle linebacker. And two guys in their secondary, three guys in their secondary that can really play, Mike. James Bradbury's an elite corner. He's a man-to-man cover guy. Gives them a lot of options in their defensive secondary. Logan Ryan is a football-playing Jesse. Smart all over the place. And Peppers, what's the kid's name? Jabril Peppers, who was a first-rounder for Cleveland, got dealt in a trade. He's legit. He's a legit enforcer, inside, dime guy, nickel guy. So can blitz, can do a lot of things for you. Defensively, they are outstanding, and they're a very complicated. Show you one thing, they'll always play another. They're a complicated defense. So, yeah, they can create turnovers. Yeah, they can be. Hey, man, I went up and called a game in Seattle last year. The Giants fans are upset about because the Giants went to Seattle, a 12-4 team, with a backup quarterback in Colt McCoy and beat them 17-12. And defensively hounded Russell Wilson. Had him confused the whole game.
So to Cal's point, then you disagree. You think this is a Giants team that could win the NFC East?
Oh, without quite. Last year they were 0-5, and I picked them to win the NFC East. They started 1-7, Mike, and ended up what, 6-10? They ended up on a good streak. There's got to be some things that happen to them on the offensive side of the ball where they have some continuity, they have some health, and Daniel Jones figures it out. But let me just tell you, all three levels of their defense, they got guys that can play. I guarantee you, Vic Fangio, I guarantee you, Pat Shurmur, I guarantee you, all those guys over at Dove Valley aren't taking that defense lightly.
Giants finished 5-3 over the second half of last season. Another one is from Jim. Melvin Gordon will be the first starter to find himself on the bench for being outperformed. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
First starter to be on the bench for being outperformed. Like, then you have to sit there and say, okay, who are the other starters that have the potential of being replaced?
Let's see. Maybe Noah Fant, Albert O. You're a big Albert O guy. You're not a big Noah Fant guy.
Well,
Cornerbacks get officially benched and Pat Surtain takes over.
Josie Jewell would be probably my first guy. Right, for speed and athleticism, if you're going to play a lot of nickel type of stuff.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I think, listen, the way that Gordon has looked, I think it'll get to the point where it's a pretty even split, but I don't think you're going to see him get benched because of it. You know what I mean? I think, so you're wrong because I think it will eventually be a fairly even split, but they're not all of a sudden going to say, hey, Javonte Williams, you're getting, 25 carries and Gordon, who we're paying $8 million to, you're getting 6 carries. It's not going to go that way. So no, you're wrong.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Mark Schlereth.
Yes. Thank you, Max Kellerman.
Yeah, I heard you're on this morning.
Three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. He is the host of Schlereth and Evans on 104.3 The Fan in Denver.
Did you hear that? I'm the host. Does that make you...
Did you mention my name? Somebody said that my name got mentioned. Was that the mention, or did you mention my name?
I don't think
you mentioned my name. But my name got mentioned.
I don't know that you got... When did you get mentioned?
Well, just there, in the name of the show.
Schlereth and Evans.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, I'll take it. Better than some other guy.
Yeah, Schlereth.
Brandon Stokely and some other guy over there.
Evans. Oh, they know you.
I'll take the name.
They know you, they Michael. Know they know at any moment you could cordially invite them somewhere. They know that about you.
That's
over
right.
There at Dove Valley.
That's right.
That's the cordial guy.
That's the cordial guy.
He cordial is Evans.
Very cordial. All right. Much more. We got more Tell Me Where I'm Wrongs. Nobody's broken through yet.
No, not even close.
Nobody's broken through yet. Come on, people. Step up your games. Next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.